Hello, off-grid campers. This is David Sigg from offgridliving.com. The most important thing to take away from this lesson is sealing the outside walls is the last step in the arsenal of making your house as energy efficient as possible. Windows and doors can account for up to 25% of the total house heat loss. Since we've already started doing this by sealing up the inside areas of the walls and windows, now we'll finish this by sealing the outside. First, as usual, assess your situation. Take a careful walk around the outside of your home. The specific areas you want to look at are windows. Look carefully around the edges where the window frame meets the siding. Is it sealed? If not, make a note. Get a ladder and check the upper edge of the windows. Heat loss through and around your windows is costing you more money than you might think. Cold air entering your house through cracks and crevices around the windows can make an uncomfortable living environment. The same goes for your doors. Check thoroughly around all edges. Look for any utility entrances into your house. These could be cable, TV, telephone, electrical, or water. Examine the exterior siding where it meets the foundation. Are there any gaps or holes? Make a note of any problem areas. Now that you know where the problem areas are, make a plan for sealing them up. I started with the windows, then went to the doors, then sealed the foundation. Exterior caulking. Exterior caulking is used primarily to permit rain from entering the wall from the outside. Caulking on the outside of the window should be done only after the interior sealing is complete. Let's talk a little bit about weather stripping. Weather stripping is used to prevent air leakage at the parts of an operable window that move in and out. In most cases, it is a simple task to replace worn weather stripping or install additional weather stripping if required. Good quality weather stripping costs more, but will pay for itself in performing better and lasting longer. Weather stripping windows. For older wood frame windows, look for good quality, self-adhesive, plastic V-strip weather stripping. This product can be installed in very small places, works in both sliding and hinged windows, and can often be installed without removing any part of the window. Weather stripping doors. Doors, like windows, should fit snugly so that air cannot sneak in around the edges. Around the frame, weather strip the tops and the sides of any door frame. Next, seal the exterior holes and utility entrances into your house. Be sure when evaluating your outside windows and doors to look for holes from cable TV, air conditioning, electrical, or any other places that may come into your house. Carefully seal these areas with a silicone sealant. The last part, carefully seal where your siding meets your foundation. Should you come across a joint larger than 1/8 of an inch, you will need to use a backer rod to ensure proper adhesion and pliability. Now that you've finished sealing up all your air leaks, pat yourself on the back because you just increased your efficiency by 20 to 50%. By now, you're realizing at least a 50% savings in your utility bill, and probably more. You've eliminated drafts and your home is more comfortable. You are building the foundation of a life off the grid. This is an important first step. Now, we can turn our attention to reducing and/or eliminating heating and cooling costs. If you would have skipped the air sealing part, you would have been throwing money out the window in terms of wasted energy. This course continues in the Eliminate Your Heating and Cooling